This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Overall drought conditions haven't changed much in the last week or so, but heavy rains in early October relieved some long-term dryness in southwestern Colorado. The middle of the state, from Wyoming to New Mexico, is still drought-free, as is a pocket where Huérfano and Las Animas counties meet. Things are much drier in the far northeastern corner of the state. Extreme and exceptional drought conditions still linger there. Coloradans ages 50 to 64 can expect to see emails and texts from the state health department reminding them to get the new Omicron vaccine. The reminders will go out to those whose records in a state immunization database show they may be due for the booster, which targets the highly transmissible Omicron variant. So far, just 10% of those over 18 in Colorado have gotten the shot. Residents in the East Colfax neighborhood came together Saturday to protest plans to construct luxury condos in the area. CPR's Tony Gorman was there.
Chants of displeasure could be heard in different languages along the Denver-Aurora border. Residents are concerned that they won't be able to afford to live in East Colfax after plans to build luxury condos were approved by the Aurora Planning Commission. Resident Nebu Asfal says the project only adds to the ongoing housing crisis in Metro Denver.
People are working two jobs, three jobs, supporting families, children to make ends meet, and people are stretched too much. So this is going to make it nearly impossible.
East Colfax is home to many immigrant and refugee communities in Metro Denver. The condos are expected to sell for more than $600,000 if they are built. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org.